It's tough to like own your own whatever your issues are, or just run from it. That's easier. I was watching this Netflix thing about David Blaine. You guys know David Blaine? Yeah. I think I hate that guy. He's like a magician. He'll do all these challenges. You know, I think all these like challenge guys, they're just like running from their own shit, you know? You know, like David Blaine, like he'll pop up once in a while. He'll be like, you know, I was in an underwater submarine tank for 8 months and I let myself out of it. And it's like, yeah, nobody asked you to do that. What did you do that for? Nobody put you down there. What did you do, a challenge? Why don't you stay and let someone love you on land? That's a challenge. Why don't you stay and accept love from someone and love them back? That seems to be a greater challenge. He has a kid. I think that's why I want to spit in his face so much, because he has a kid. Because for every David Blaine, there's a Bobby Blaine. And he's 8 years old, and he's like, Dad, can we play catch? And he's like, I'd love to, but I gotta get in the tank. And he's like, why? He's like, because then I'm gonna let myself out of it. You see, son, I dare myself. And that kid's gonna keep getting older, and the stunts are gonna keep getting dumber. He's gonna be like, Dad, are you gonna come to my high school graduation? He'd be like, hi, son, I would love to, but who's gonna stand under the knives? 8,000 knives that need standing under for 9 months for no apparent reason. All right. Cool. You're cool. Or like Free Solo, you guys know that guy? It's Free Solo. It was a documentary. It's Free Solo. It's this guy, he climbs rocks without a rope. Documentary with this guy, won an Oscar. He climbs these rocks without a rope. And it's very impressive how high a rock he can climb to avoid whatever he's avoiding down here. It's really, really impressive. It's clearly something, right? You don't climb rocks that high that often unless you're more afraid of what it would mean to not climb the rock. You're more scared of what's on the ground. Is that fair? He's got this girlfriend in the movie, that this like psychotic relationship, and she's like, we really have to talk about our issues. And he's like, we will once I climb this rock. Believe me, we're going to circle back to this, but I really have to climb this rock that isn't going anywhere. Fucking coward. We reward him so much. Like, he's so brave. They give him an Oscar. He's so brave. It's like, is it brave? Is it brave? Is it brave to climb a rock if you know your girlfriend who's mad at you isn't on top? Is that brave? If you told that guy, like, hey, Sarah's at the top of the rock and she's going to want to talk about shit, he's climbing right back down. He's jumping in the water, getting in the tank with David. He's going to hide for a year. He's a coward. He's a fucking coward. I like reading interviews with like writers or artists or like successful people and all that. But the annoying thing, I'll read that shit and then they ask like, how'd you get successful? And they all say the same thing. It's like, oh, hard work. I just worked hard. And then you read more and you find out like, oh, a lot of them were wealthy. But they never say that. They're never like, well, I had a lot of money and that gave me room to fail for years. But they should. Even the guy who discovered gravity, Isaac Newton, right? He found it because he was sitting underneath an apple tree and an apple fell on his head. And he's like, oh, that's weird. And then he spent the next 10 years developing the theory of gravity, which that's like cool, but also just meant he had 10 years to fuck around until he could get the right equation. Do you really think he was like the first dude to notice that shit was falling down? Not. Of course there's some dude who's like working a tailor shop or something. He's like dropping the clothes. He's like, hey, why do you think the clothes fall down when I drop? And the boss's like, I don't, just stop dropping the pants, okay? Getting dirt on these pants. I didn't have time to sit under an apple tree and brainstorm like a young king. Like,